Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So listen, as we settled on the plane for the ride back from LA, they announced that the onboard Wi-Fi was not going to be working on this flight. And I immediately thought of a story I remember hearing about that exact situation, which made a really big impression. What was it? Well, someone was once on a plane and they had a similar announcement go off. And one of the passengers was so perturbed. And when the stewardess came by, he just started complaining. He said, "Oh, come on, doesn't anything work here?" To which the stewardess calmly replied, "Well, actually, we are flying on a small little tin can in the air, and the engine is working, the steering's working, the oxygen is working, all the electricity is working, and even your personal entertainment screen is working. So I'd say that, yes, there are a lot of things that are working." And you know, it's amazing how a person can be missing one little luxury and all of a sudden they complain as if everything is horrible, as opposed to appreciating that they are privileged to live in a generation where they can experience the miracle of flight and what would have taken them probably months to go from one continent and crossing the ocean to another continent, they can now do in about a half a day. And that is how often we view so much in our lives. We complain to God when something goes wrong or we don't have something we want, as if, "Oh God, can't you do anything for me?" But if we stop for a second and realize that, well, we have a roof over our head that protects us from the elements, food on our table, in fact, more food available than in any time in history. We have our health, we're living longer than ever, we might have a family, even a more sublime level. We can do things like walk, breathe, sing, think, laugh, you name it. In fact, you start thinking of life that way and you start to realize that you shouldn't say, "Man, God, can't you do anything for me?" And instead should be saying, "Wow, God, you do just about everything for me." It's great to be reminded of this lesson as I boarded my flight back from LA. And besides, I downloaded the Torah classes I wanted to listen to on the plane before we even boarded. And so on that note, wishing you an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.